Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, Jim, I noticed that Shadow seems a little bit calmer today.
Oh, yeah. He's riding that chicken foot-induced coma right now. We better start recording soon.
Woohoo!
Okay, yesterday, Patrick, we had some listener stories about missed concerts. Concerts that got away,
we call
it. So where you didn't go and you are really upset that you didn't make it to that show. And I told a little story about having to leave a really great show early and missing a certain act and so on and so forth. I had another kind of similar experience to the one I said yesterday, which was, I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with this particular artist. You know, he had a couple of songs. I can't remember the names of them right now, but he goes by Ben Folds. And he once in Louisville did a special appearance at, it was like during the day, it was like in the early evening or something like that, like 5 o'clock hour or something like that. And he did a special appearance before a show he was going to play that night, a proper concert. He did the special by invitation only VIP solo show. It was like in a conference room, as I recall, it might at like a hotel or something like that. I don't remember the circumstances. I think the Alt Weekly in town set it up or something like that, but it was a VIP event.
Okay.
I got to go to this thing. And so it was literally just like a room and he's at a piano and he's, and people just standing around and he's playing songs. Right. And at this point in time, again, our daughter was very young. She was really young. And so I was able to sort of leave work early, go stop off at this show and see about maybe 20 minutes of it.
Okay.
Before I start getting calls. When are you coming home?
Oh boy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I saw some of it at least, but you know what that's like with, with a, like a baby in the house.
Very much so.
It's like,
I've been there.
No, you don't have time to do things on your own.
No, this isn't.
Get here. I've been home all day with this kid and now it's your turn, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to see a little bit of the Ben Folds thing and I will tell you this. He has this one song called Army, which is a really great song and it has this kind of like backup horn part in it. That's really cool. And he sort of coached the audience on how to sing that part. So when he played it just solo on piano, everybody kind of like sang the horn parts.
Oh, really?
It was really fun.
Interesting.
I did get to see that part.
Well, I'll tell you something really quick, Jim, that I was thinking of when you were talking about yesterday. You ever heard of a band called the Bunny Brains?
No.
Okay, this is a crazy band. Look them up. Bunny Brains, a band from Connecticut, I believe. Kind of just, you know, a totally strange band. They have an album called Beach Bunny Bingo that I would encourage you to check out. Also, Bunny Magic is a good album from Blackjack Records in the 90s. Anyway, I was going to see them, and I was excited because their records are real unhinged, and I really wanted to see them play live. And so there's a club in D.C. called, gosh, it's not DC9, but it's right around the corner from DC9, the Velvet Lounge.
Okay.
You ever seen the show at the Velvet Lounge?
I have not. You've brought this up before. Yeah. Do they still do shows there?
Don't know, but it was, you know, no offense to the Velvet Lounge. It was kind of a dive place, and the concert area was above the bar. So you walked in. I think it was originally a restaurant. You had to go up this steep flight of stairs, and then the concert took place above, right?
Talked about this before. Yeah.
And so the Bunny Brains pulled up in their van. It was just the Bunny Brains. I didn't know who was announced to play. And they get out, and they see this long flight of stairs that they have to carry their equipment out. And they say to a guy there, like, how many people, you know, are here for the show? How many tickets you sold? Oh, like 10. And they said, forget it, man. We're not carrying our equipment up those stairs. They got back in their van and left.
Just left. There you go.
And I was real pumped.
Yeah, you were one of the 10.
I was standing there waiting. Didn't get to see the Bunny Brains. Oh, never saw them. So I should have volunteered to, but I wasn't going to carry their equipment up those flight of stairs. No.
All right. where were we here? So anyway, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to hear more from listeners on some of the shows that they unfortunately missed. And let's start with this call here from Randall Brown of Court Jar.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Randall Brown from Knoxville, Tennessee. I was just listening to your Concerts That Got Away episode, and I know I've got a few of those. I do have to brag. I did get to see NRBQ twice, and I saw the Butthole Surfers 3 or 4 times. Those were a couple that you guys mentioned. Off the top of my head, the biggest one that got away was the White Stripes at Bonnaroo in 2007. Becky and I went, and we were there from Thursday on, and the Stripes were playing Sunday. got to see a few things, like the Flaming Lips did an amazing show that Saturday of that weekend. But then on Sunday, we were both so tired that we said, man, you know, the White Stripes, they'll be coming through Knoxville sometime. They'll be back around. And so we drove on home. And in my mind, it was like the next day it came out, oh, the White Stripes have broke up. So it'll never happen again. But anyway, that's the one that got away from me. I know there were a few more, but the White Stripes popped into my head. Hope you guys are having a great day. Catch you later.
Terrible. I mean, when the band breaks up right after you get the chance to see them, that hurts, man.
Did you ever see the White Stripes?
I did.
You did, right?
Yep. I got to see them at the 930 Club, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was neat.
I never saw them. I've only seen the Jack White solo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will tell you, once my wife and I may have mentioned this on the podcast, for Halloween, we dressed up like Meg and Jack, and that was a good costume. I recommend that.
Photo. Yeah. I've seen the photo. It's awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a good husband and wife costume.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Randall.
Thanks,
and everyone
Randall.
Should check out Quart Jar on Bandcamp and get their music. Mm-hmm. They do the theme song for us and do a lot of really cool stuff.
Now, Bonnaroo's coming up, isn't it? Are you going this year?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Okay.
Maybe I should.
I know Bill Horn usually goes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going this year.
Oh, okay.
Just he did it last year. I think it's not like an every year. Maybe like an every other year kind of thing.
Yep.
But yeah, I would like to do that sometime.
I'd love to go. I've never been.
He goes and he does the RV thing.
That's the way to do it.
Which I think is the way to go. Because then you're on the grounds, right? But you have like a real bed to sleep in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. At our advanced age, that's what we need.
I think that'd be fun.
Yep.
All right, let's move on here. Let's see. We got a Facebook here from Barrett Reese.
Okay. Barrett says, my concert that got away. I missed the 10/31/93, so Halloween of 93, Nirvana show at Rhodes Arena in Akron. I had hung out with my friends from the Rocky Horror Picture Show the night before and managed to get a bad case of food poisoning when we went out for late night eats. Oh, man. Ended up in the hospital for 2 days. Still have the tickets. That's another one of like going back to Nicholas's call. You wake up, what did I eat last night?
There's a lot in those three sentences.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say about that.
Thanks, Barrett.
Yes, thank you. I did see Nirvana once. I saw them on their last tour in Chicago, and it was pretty awesome. But at that point, they were playing some pretty big rooms. I saw them in this place called the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, which is funny because now with the Anthem in D.C., we talk about how huge that place is for being an open room, you know, not a seated venue. The Aragon Ballroom's like that too. It's like 5,000.
Yeah,
it's an old ballroom from like way back in the day in Chicago. You can imagine, like, really ornate, beautiful, but it has this huge floor with the stage at the one end, and it can hold like 5,000 people.
Wow.
And that's where I saw Nirvana. And so I didn't have necessarily the best like vantage point, but I still remember it. It was like, it's still in my mind because it was such a big deal at the time. So,
I was lucky enough to see him as well, playing on a show with Tad before Nevermind came out.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was cool. I think they were the opener for Tad at the time. So goes to show you how things might have changed a little bit.
And I will also say this could be a topic for an episode at some point. At this Nirvana show I went to, they did not play Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? And I think at that point they were just like, we're sick of this song, we're not doing
it.
And they're that kind of band that they were like,
oh yeah,
if that's what you expect, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
And so And it's funny too, because if anybody knows the song "Rape Me," has a similar opening. So when they played that, people got like all excited.
And then they didn't.
And then
do
they
it.
Were like, "Psych! It's not that song." But anyway, that could be an interesting conversation time. Sometime is like, did you go to a show and they didn't play their big hit
the one
song?
Yeah, exactly.
I have a couple examples of that, so we can talk about that.
Well, the Kinks used to, you know, famously play the riff from "You Really Got Me," and then Ray Davies would say, "No, no, no, you haven't earned it yet."
That's funny.
Four or five times during the show.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, now I'm going to read here a Facebook comment from Carl Vogel.
Okay.
And I will say that Carl is an old friend of mine from back when I lived in Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
Back in the day, back in the early 90s, early mid 90s. And he Carl lives in Nebraska now.
Okay.
And here's what he had to say. He said, I was planning to attend a show at Alpine Valley. Now, that Alpine Valley is in
Wisconsin,
like just over the state line.
Yep.
I was planning to attend a show at Alpine Valley in 1990 with a certain Maximum Bob, my roommate in Rockford. Unfortunately, he was called in on his night off to fill in for someone, and neither of us ended up going. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan's last show as he died in a helicopter accident, leaving the venue in a dense fog that night. The show would have been Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, and Robert Cray. Still regret not going. So,
wow.
Tragic circumstances.
That is very tragic.
That's really wrong.
Man.
Then Carl went on to say that he also missed out on Farm Aid 1987, having to work rather than going three blocks down 10th Street to Memorial Stadium. I think this is in Nebraska.
Hmm.
So many of my J school compadres were working the event for the Daily Nebraskan. Okay, there you go. Very jealous of them. I also missed out on seeing Springsteen, Born in the USA tour 1984, and REM 86 and 87 tours because this then part-time sports department clerk was so valuable that he couldn't be given a weeknight off.
Sorry, we got the big game coming up Saturday. We can't give you the night off.
That's right.
So the Huskers are playing at home.
Carl has a lot of musical regrets.
Tough,
that's too
man.
Bad, Carl.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Carl, you need a hug.
Yeah, he needs a hug. Mm-hmm. Well, right. I definitely mentioned on this podcast the time I went to an REM concert a whole month early. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you didn't miss it, though.
No, I didn't miss it.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't like the Nicholas story about his cousin with the Springsteen show.
Supposed to be here last night.
Yeah. Okay, and then another friend of mine from back in the day in Rockford, my friend Will Pfeiffer, who did the logo for our show.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Will.
Will says, I regret not going to see Dinosaur Jr. back in the late 80s, both for the music and because my roommate Frank got smacked in the nose with a guitar somehow and got a free concert shirt as a consolation prize.
Nice. Just going back real quick to Kurt, and thank you, Will. That's almost like, you know, going to a golf tournament and getting hit with a golf ball. You ever see this happen? Like you get hit with a shot and the golfer come over and like sign a glove or something and give it to you. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Who's Maximum Bob? Is that somebody we need to know about? Or is there anything there?
That's my friend Bob Satin.
Okay. And, Maximum Bob. I love it.
Another guy I worked with at the paper in Rockford, and he and Carl were roommates. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
And good friends, and they would go to shows together a lot and stuff like that. And we would go too. But yes.
Love that next name.
It fits. Bob
Maximum
has a
Bob.
Big personality.
There's a lot of Bob.
Bob does. Yeah. Where was I here?
Scott.
Oh,
Parts.
Yeah. So I like, anyway, I was going to say too, I like the idea that, Will wanted, you always want to see, you know, the situation where your friend gets hurt too, right? You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's not enough that it just happened. You want to see it happen.
Yeah, like when Jay Maskus clocked you in the head
somebody
with his guitar.
Screwing around and then that thing happened. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Yeah. Scott Parks. This is a long one. You want to take this
one?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. I'll give it a crack. Right. Scott Parks. He has two concerts that got away. First, it was Lollapalooza 92. I was a freshman at Purdue. My friend asked if I wanted to go. Her friend had already bought some tickets and some people had flaked out. I, of course, said, absolutely. Pearl Jam, the Chili Peppers, Soundgarden. Basically a who's who of Gen X alternative bands. I had one issue. Being an 18/19-year-old college student, I wasn't swimming in cash and didn't have the money to pay for the ticket that day. She said no problem and ended up going. Fast forward to a couple days after the show and I saw my friend again. She said the show was awesome and said it was too bad I didn't go. She mentioned that she hadn't even paid the guy who bought the tickets yet and I could have paid later.
computer.
Smack my face. Talk about hindsight being 2020. I still think about this show 27 years later. Ow, that's a deep regret. The other show was one that I actually did attend, but basically missed the part that I really wanted to see. I had tickets to see REM on the Monster Tour at Deer Creek Music Center just outside of Indianapolis. As usual, with these big amphitheaters, Deer Creek is in the middle of nowhere and one small road going into the parking lot. I was going to this show with my future wife and a friend and his girlfriend. She had a late class and we got going later than we wanted to. Got stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic and completely missed the opener, Radiohead, who were touring behind that amazing record, The Bends. I was so pissed that I missed them that I had zero fun during REM and wished that I had never gone.
Oh, ooh,
man. One of the most frustrating things is being in the parking lot or stuck on the road when a band starts playing and you miss them. And especially worse if you can hear them, you know, it happens.
And it's funny, he mentions Deer Creek in this example, but I've heard that from friends I know who have gone to shows over at the thing we have here.
That's
there
right.
Used to be the Nissan Pavilion, whatever.
The venue who shall not be named.
You know, you hear the band playing and you can't get there.
No, you can't. There's literally one road to get into the parking
lot. What is with these amphitheaters, man?
I have no idea. There's plenty of room out there to build another road.
They have to build them out where they can have outdoor music, but then they don't build the infrastructure to handle the crowds.
Right.
I don't get it.
This 1-2-lane road will work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Doesn't make any 30,000 sense.
30,000 people.
It's not like you don't have a whole full slate of shows all summer long for many years.
No.
And it's not just like a one-off festival in a farm.
And you sure as hell can't ride the metro or a bus out there either.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand that at all.
Me neither.
You know, and that's too bad. I think we've all also had an experience, not quite like Scott's here, but where maybe you don't enjoy a show that you were really looking forward to because something happened and you're just not in the right headspace.
Yeah,
isn't
totally.
That the worst?
Yeah, that's bad.
That happens to me when you go to a show and there's like some, you know, jackass a couple you know, behind you or a couple rows behind you talking or being whatever. And you can't enjoy the show the way you want to.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you once at a Springsteen concert, my friend Andy's car, somebody hit him in the parking lot and that ruined the whole night for him. You know, spent the whole night worrying about his mom's car with a smashed up back end, so good.
I went to I won't go too deep in this, but I went to a Springsteen show with a friend of mine who, like, that day got some like ominous email from work or whatever.
No. Yeah,
You know, and it was like heading into the weekend, and it was like something that didn't get done or needed to be done or whatever, and he was like so worried about that that he couldn't enjoy the
show. Relax, I hate
the Springsteen show. You know what I mean? That's rough.
It's terrible.
All right. Well, that's a different topic.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got to get off these sad stories here. But this has been fun. People have had really good stuff. And I'm going to end here.
This is a good way to wrap it up.
I'm going
to
end here with a Facebook comment from Bill Mulligan. When we talk about the concerts that got away, he says, when I saw the title of the episode, I thought it meant shows you did attend that you regretted afterwards. So concert regrets, right? He said, I was going to say Jimmy Buffett at the Patriot Center in the late 80s or early 90s.
Oh, boy. This could be a whole nother show, too. Shows you went to that you really regret going to and spending money on.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. I got a few of those, man.
Yeah. Woo. All right. We'll just leave that there.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. So tell us your stories.
you can call
612-440-1984.
There you go. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. Do that. Let us know. We'll dedicate more time to this. This has been some pretty entertaining stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Real good.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Maximum Jim.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with this particular artist. You know, he had a couple of songs. I can't remember the names of them right now, but he goes by Ben Folds.